You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech? A company called Verigen has come up with a new testing kit for DNA that is optimized for ancestral DNA tracing. Right now, the way DNA mostly works is you look for direct DNA matches. You take someone's DNA, you compare it to a database, you see if there's an exact match. We've also started to see some advances and some pioneering cases that have been solved, such as that of the Golden State Killer, where law enforcement has been able to take DNA and find a family member of the suspect and then trace and figure out exactly who the suspect was. I wrote about this process in my story about the missing hiker, Mostly Harmless. DNA from his body has been taken, and now genealogical experts are examining it to try to trace back and rebuild his family tree. They know that he had genetic roots in Louisiana that may help identify who he was and who his family members are. So what's happening with this new testing kit is it's a way of collecting DNA that makes this process easier, and it also collects DNA in a way that isn't quite as invasive as a full DNA sample, but still provides everything that is needed for this ancestral tracing. So what's the good news here? Well, it'll be great for law enforcement. If this takes off and if lots of crime labs take it and we get lots of DNA samples, it may be the case that we can use genealogical DNA analysis to solve a lot of cold cases. There may have been many cases where there's a DNA of a criminal. We can track back, find the family member, narrow down the suspect list, and bring justice. That could be very good. Privacy advocates are worried, though. They worry that there's something creepy about genealogical DNA testing. Is it strange to have your DNA used to potentially get someone related to you busted for a crime? Is that a violation of your privacy? Is it a violation of their privacy? It's quite unnerving to people. And so even if this new kind of kit is less invasive than traditional DNA samples, the fact that it will make it easier to do this means there may be more privacy violations. People are worried about that. Anytime you lower the barrier of entry for a new technology, you increase the possibilities for misuse. So, it's an exciting scientific development. I think it's a very smart move for law enforcement. It does raise interesting questions. So, it's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.